In the Southwest United States, there is a place. It exists amidst the lines of countless classic country songs, old boys in pickup trucks, and cheerleaders in cowboy boots. Hallelujah, says the preacher on Sundays to packed congregations. Out here, the sun will bake you slow. Dry heat smells sweet of mesquite trees, and prickly pear cactus flaunt their fruit to the bold and or stupid. Here, it is too hot at noon to do anything but sleep or drink Arizona iced tea, but in the night, well, in the night, you find respite. Cool winds carry coyotes' yips as fireflies dance to imitate endless stars strewn across the skies. If God herself had glow-in-the-dark freckles, the desert pigs scurry, the jackrabbits hurry. As rattlesnakes come out to prey, Border Patrol comes out to play. In the courtroom, I stare at whitewashed walls rising up into sky-high ceilings. You can play basketball in here, I think to myself. But no, we are not here for basketball. We are not here for sport or games. This is not a playhouse, I remind myself. This is a courtroom. This is the house of the law, and we are here to see justice. But I hear them first. Shackled chains connecting feet, legs, arms, hands, dressed the same way they were caught yesterday. Dusty, sweaty, bloody clothes. They shuffle in seven rows. I do the math. Seven rows of six folks, times couple chains, add ankles, elbows, cracked skin to sun exposed, burnt ears and neck and cheeks and nose, add guards to keep them on their toes, and several lawyers to depose. The judge says, "All rise." And so it goes. See, about 1,500 illegal immigrants cross the U.S. border every day that we know of. They cross the line in Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, California, some by river, some by train, but most endure the pain by foot. 9 days through the desert to skirt the wall that looms 10 feet up and cast a shadow as if to say you are not welcome here. You, the original caretakers of this land, you are not welcome here. See, most are Mexicano. Spanish indigenous mixed bloody through centuries of genocide and colonization. 566 indigenous nations make up the United States of assimilation from the Nooksack to the Navajo. This land was never ours to begin with, it is borrowed from the earth and stars. Yet we draw lines in the dirt to proclaim what's ours in this part of the borderlands. Where the sun is relentless. People live in the shadows of these huge iron fences. Abuelas fast, attend mass to show their repentance, offer prayers to Guadalupe for her benevolent presence to bless their desperate sons, grandsons, and daughters who still dare to cross these walls or waters. Are you a citizen of the U.S., Mr. Ramos? No. Did you enter the U.S. illegally? Si. Do you understand the charges being laid against you? Si. How do you plead? Culpable. See, for most it is over in 30 seconds. 30 seconds for 180 days, but for most, it's not their first time anyway. They will be back. They've done this before. Brave the devil's highway, scorn scorching sun and scorpion, spirits beat but never broken. I have a friend who sees this happen every day. A proud Mexica, he lives on the border and waves his papers like a flag for Border Patrol to see. And he tells me, this is not a migration. This is a homecoming. So onward, my people. Onward, my people. Until the day we finally find our way home.